I'm with Patty Lucido, Dean of Nursing at Trocare College. And Patty, first off, what advice would you give to someone who's considering a career in nursing?
I think I would, if they're still vacillating between wanting to do nursing or not, my recommendation would be for them to become a certified nursing assistant and maybe work in that field for a little bit. It'll only provide them comfort and an ease going into that forward-facing patient type of environment. And as they progress through their, progress through that and think about their furthering their nursing education, it will help provide them a guide towards what type of nursing education perhaps they'd like to go into, whether it's into the LPN program or a registered nurse program.
What are the characteristics that are valuable in a nurse?
Work ethic is a big one, a strong work ethic for anybody interested in nursing. There's a lot of reading and a lot of labs. There's a lot of time that's dedicated towards, towards the coursework that needs to be done. Critical thinking is a big piece. The ability to take information, articulate that, take that information and provide that information quickly, and being able to synthesize information quickly and then articulate that to the healthcare team, not only to the healthcare team, but to the patient and the patient's family. Compassion and empathy, and really good communication skills. Those are the biggies.
At Trocare, how does the nursing school prepare students for the current and future demands of nursing?
We're really fortunate to be partnered with all of the major healthcare facilities between Roswell Park and Kaleida Health, Level 1 Trauma Center, ECMC, Catholic Health, and the ability to work with our clinical partners and having them at our advisory boards always keeps us up to date and current as to what's going on in healthcare and what's going on in their own clinical environment as far as any new tools or any new types of, I think the biggest thing is their tools or any new equipment will provide us that opportunity to bring that forward to the students.
What are the various levels of degrees offered at Trocare, and what are the advantages of going back to earn an advanced degree?
So we have an LPN, so you can start off at, starting off in the level as a licensed practical nurse and move into the RN, which is an associate degree in nursing, and you can sit for your RN, your registered nursing boards, and then going through and finishing up getting your baccalaureate degree, which is something that has been put through New York State as far as that BSN in 10. So it's nice to start here and finish here. You can progress through every level of nursing and complete it with your baccalaureate degree.
Patty, what resources are available at Trocare for the nursing programs, simulations, that sort of thing?
We just bought a brand new birthing mom, which has been amazing for the students, and it provides them that real-life experience, and it also provides the students with the same type of experience. So we have opportunity for students to work through our simulations. As far as tutoring, we have tutoring available for the students. There's a strong support here for student success. So between the labs and the tutoring and the faculty, and then, of course, our clinical partners, the opportunity that our students have in the various clinical sites has been a huge advantage for our students. As I mentioned, everywhere from being in a level one trauma center to being a focused area as Roswell Park and Oshai. So, being in Buffalo has really provided our students that opportunity that some other areas don't have. And most of our students stay here. They stay local. So really being in these clinical environments is almost like an on-the-job interview when they're out there working clinically.
What's happening now at Trocare that is really exciting?
We have right now, we're rolling out a new curriculum, so we're in the starts of that. Our PN program will be completed that process in the fall, and then our RN program will continue to roll out the new curriculum, which is always exciting when you're starting to, implement something new within the college. And then also our baccalaureate program, we're looking at revising that curriculum as well to make it a little more user-friendly for those individuals that are working and providing, providing a different path for them that perhaps will be more helpful as the majority of the nurses that come back and get their bachelor's are working full-time. So taking that into account and really redefining and readjusting what that would look like to make it more palatable for folks that are working full-time.